Welcome back to the Simple Farmhouse Life podcast, episode 94. We're approaching 100 episodes here. Today I'm going to talk about learning how to do things that you never thought you would. Building confidence and learning how to try new things and learning new skills that maybe you've always convinced yourself that you're not the type of person who would be able to do something like that. So let's dive in. My name is Lisa, mom of six and creator of the blog and YouTube channel Farmhouse on Boone. Join me as I share with you my love for creating a handmade home from scratch cooking and a little mom and entrepreneur life along the way. Today's podcast is brought to you by my Blogging Success Masterclass. This is a one-hour masterclass where I talk about the mistakes that I made as a beginner blogger, the things that if I had known, I could have achieved success with my blog more quickly, how to monetize a blog and turn an income and profit from it, and just the secrets that career bloggers know on making a successful blog. You can find that at bit.ly/farmhouseblogging school. I love to educate others on how to reach goals and achieve things that they never thought that they would. Blogging is one of them. I'm super passionate about it, especially after 3 years ago, actually this month. Man, I don't remember what date it is. It could be this day 3 years ago. It was May something. My husband came home from his job to do this blogging thing full time, and we've never looked back. And then I coached my younger sister to do the exact same thing. And her husband came home from his job back in November, so 6 months ago. So of course I am super passionate about teaching people how to have that kind of freedom in their lives. And that starts with building an online business. There is so much opportunity out there. So again, visit bit.ly/farmhouseblogging school to start learning the foundation for building an online blogging business. So for this topic, I was thinking the other day about some of the things that Luke and I have managed to learn as we make this little plot of land into a homestead, as we renovate and transform this 1860s farmhouse that I never thought we would learn. There were things that I just assumed we didn't have the skills for. We're not carpenters. The other day, someone actually asked me, is your husband a contractor? Or was he a contractor before he came home from his job? And he wasn't. He would tell you that he learned some things at his job that he worked for. He worked for the city where we used to live, so he was a public works person. So he learned how to operate certain machinery and things like that. But as far as learning how to build things or lay tile or build fencing, a lot of the things that we've had to learn living here, he didn't know how to do any of that. So we figured these things out just trial and error and learning as we go. There's so much that you pick up along the way. And I was thinking through some of the things that make that possible and how you could do that too. So this does not just apply to building something or sewing. I was thinking this can apply to baking your first loaf of sourdough bread, cooking up a meal from scratch without a recipe, baking your first chicken from scratch. So many things that you can learn that you might not have ever thought that you would. And it's really the same strategy behind all of them. So let's dive in. I took some notes on my phone to help me just think through some of the things that I think are really helpful for learning how to do things that you never thought you would. So the first one is YouTube is your friend. There is so much info on YouTube. Just last week or the week before, Luke and I built some steps for our front porch. We had this concrete block as a step, and I thought it was really unsightly, and I wanted to build some steps, and I did not want to wait to hire someone. Right now, where we live, there are about, I would say, 3 or 4 contractor type jobs for every contractor that there is available. So not only is hiring a contractor right now extremely expensive, it's also just impossible. You can't find anybody. And if you do, they're working on 3 other jobs. And so they come to yours and they do a little bit, and they go to somebody else's and they do a little bit. I've experienced this with three different contractors in the last 6 months, maybe actually make that four. So I don't think it's just the one person I've reached out to. I think this is an across the board thing. So the next thing, whenever I want a project done, is to figure out how we can do this ourselves. And Luke's at the point now where he just knows that I have the confidence, at least, to think that we can figure anything out. I just know that we can. If it's just gonna require a lot of trial and error, but at some point I know that we can figure it out. So I was on YouTube looking up how to build steps. I already kind of thought through the whole process in my head, the order of it and how I would thought it would all go together. But the first thing I ran up against was how to cut stringers. And I found several good videos on YouTube that helped me to visualize the whole process and understand what it was that we were doing. There's also blog posts. Personally, I have a blog and a YouTube channel just so that people can learn in whatever way fits them best. Personally, I like video. I like to just see someone take this template and measure all in sequence on a video versus watching the picture step by step. So I like the videos, but it's all there. Anything you want to learn. I don't think I have found anything yet that I wanted to learn around this homestead that I couldn't find a video or a blog post for. All right, the next thing on my list is start small. It's a process. So it might start with sewing a straight line or cutting something out for the first time with a circular saw to hand paint a sign or something. But what that will evolve to is giving you the skills to try something a little bit harder and a little bit harder until you are building your confidence, which is coming in a future tip here. But the point is that you will build on skills, and it just will be a process of lifelong learning. Now, if you're overly confident, I know some people who are like that. I'm not one of those people. I do build. So I've been in the process of being out on my own as a homemaker, learning new things for 13 years now. And so I've just built this over the years, this confidence in myself and learning new things. I take great care in my home to source products that are healthy, natural, organic, that will promote overall health. Alongside cooking from scratch, there are some foundational things like clean water and clean air that are as important as any of these other things. Americans take about 20,000 breaths per day and spend an average of 90% of their time indoors. My kids, they spend a ton of time outside, but I spend a lot of time inside cooking. I try to keep the window open, but still, the indoor air that we breathe can be up to 100 times more polluted than outdoor air, according to the EPA. Indoor air pollutants can cause respiratory symptoms like sneezing, congestion, scratchy throat, and even more serious health problems like lung and heart disease. So what is the solution for this? I want to tell you about this podcast sponsor, Air Doctor, the air purifier that filters out 99.99% of dangerous contaminants so your lungs don't have to. This includes allergens, pollen, pet dander, dust mites, mold spores, and even bacteria and viruses. We have an indoor cat, we have pollen, and who knows what else around our house. So this just gives me peace of mind knowing that running Air Doctor will get rid of 99.99% of dangerous contaminants. Air Doctor comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund minus shipping. Head to airdoctorpro.com and use promo code farmhouse and you'll receive up to $300 off air purifiers. Exclusive to podcast customers, you will also receive a free 3-year warranty on any unit, which is an additional $84 value. Lock this special offer by going to airdoctorpro.com and use promo code farmhouse.
Taking a quick break to tell you about an awesome podcast sponsor, Cozy Earth. I have been sleeping in my Cozy Earth bamboo pajamas every single night. I put them in the washer and dry them so that they're ready again because I cannot wait to go to bed in them. They are just so comfortable. Cozy Earth is offering Simple Farmhouse Life listeners 35% off your order with the code FARMHOUSE. Cozy Earth offers bedding products that will transform your sleep. Currently, I wake up 4 or 5 times every night to nurse the baby, and so it's important to me that I have a comfortable bed to get back into to fall asleep more quickly because my sleep can be so interrupted. Cozy Earth bedding is temperature regulating and it has superior softness. All products come with a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. Incorporating Cozy Earth products into your self-care routine can enhance your sleep quality and overall wellness. Treat yourself to the ultimate in comfort and indulgence with Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear and prioritize your self-care and sleep. You can head on over to CozyEarth.com and use the code FARMHOUSE for an exclusive 35% off. Go get your mom the luxury she deserves at CozyEarth.com with the promo code FARMHOUSE.
I know some people who are like, I got this. Show me the video once, I'll do it. I'll just build the whole thing from scratch first time. So if that's the case, maybe this won't be as much of a thing for you. You might just dive right in with both feet and actually that's not how you dive, with both hands, head first and get started on something. Okay, my next tip on my list here is sometimes you need to stop researching and just go for it. I find that there are people who have a tendency to research it to death. So maybe you're not the person who is going to dive straight in to something. Maybe you are not the person who is going to try a little bit and then build on your skills. You might just be a natural researcher. You want to have all the information before you even think about starting. And that is fine to an extent. But at some point you just have to try. So for example, today, before I came in to shoot this podcast, I was out in my garden answering a gardening Q&A for YouTube because I had a day in the life type of video where I showed us putting in our garden. And then I wanted to answer some frequently asked gardening questions that I got over on my question box on Instagram. And my number one question was from people who want to start gardening for the first time, who feel very overwhelmed to start. Questions like, I don't even know where to begin, how do I even start? And the truth with gardening is it's really so simple. You just put seeds in the ground. You need to have good soil, but you don't have to worry about the perfect way to do it. You need to have decent soil. Honestly, my first garden, we just tilled up a plot in the backyard and it was perfect. We didn't even amend the soil. I did nothing. And I had such a good crop. You need to water it, especially when the seeds are first germinating. You need to weed it diligently, but you know, you don't have to spray any certain weed killer or there's just need to weed it. You just need to go out there, look for the weeds, pull them out and grow the plant. And it made me think about when I was reading through all of those comments, a lot of people just overwhelmed to even start gardening, that they're probably in that analysis paralysis stage where they would like to start a garden, but there's so much information now. So it's kind of that double-edged sword where you can find out how to do anything online. But sometimes there's so much information that you just need to turn it all off, get the basic knowledge of it, and just start because you will learn so much just from trying it. So when I first started my first garden, speaking of that example, there was YouTube, but I don't think, not everybody watched it all the time. So I didn't personally watch YouTube gardening videos. I had the basics. I learned it from my husband's grandpa, who was a big gardener. And honestly, he just told me what I just told you, what to plant. I had to ask him, you know, which one is the weed and which one is the seedling because I don't know what they look like. But over time, that knowledge came to me just by trial. So I've grown enough tomato seeds to now know when it pokes out what's the tomato seed and what's the weed. And sometimes you just need to stop the research and just start trying something and see where it takes you. And that's the same thing with cooking too. I feel like we get really overwhelmed probably because there's so many ways to do things. Even something like making a simple loaf of sourdough bread. There are so many different methods. Some people do a stretch and fold. Some people knead it with their mixer until it's stretchy. There's so many methods you can use. A 100% hydration starter, whatever that means. I've read so many things. I'm like, this is making my head spin, but I do know how to make a pretty loaf of sourdough bread, but there's so much information out there. Sometimes you need to just pick one. So pick one tutorial, one YouTuber, whatever, that's doing this thing. Figure out how they do it and then stop and go and try it. And then if for some reason that doesn't work, come back. But I've always learned so much more from trial than from reading about something. Now there is a place for that, but at some point you need to stop. Okay, the next one is to not give up and don't be afraid to fail. So sometimes I have to think to myself, what is the worst thing that can happen here? Maybe I lose a little bit of money. Sometimes, you know, there's a project and it costs a lot to buy the supplies. And the worst thing that can happen is that you could lose a little bit of money. But typically you will learn something from that experience. And so it's almost like you bought a little life lesson here. So I for sure do things that we fail. So for example, when we were making those steps last week, I went into it with so much confidence. I watched all these guys on YouTube make the stringers. I'm like, okay, I got this. Let's go. And first we decided that we're gonna make templates because I was afraid that I would have Luke cut out the wrong thing and then we would waste a really expensive 2x12 board because the 2x12 that we bought to make the three stringers was $65 because of the lumber prices, which is fine if we don't mess it up. If the foundation for our steps costs $65, that's fine. But if we have to keep messing it up, that's gonna be bad. So I resolved to first, I started using cardboard and I probably went through 5 or 6 cardboard templates. We didn't have the ground quite perfectly level and so I was getting it the wrong size and then I didn't have the right tool. I thought I could make this little triangle square thing work when really I needed a framing square to make it square. And oh man, I didn't really want to give up because I wanted the steps and the concrete step was already gone, but I was ready to throw in the towel. But there wasn't really an option because we already started on this project. And I knew based on past experiences that if we kept going, we would eventually get the right stringer template. So eventually I had the right one on cardboard. Then we cut it out on plywood, set it up there. It was perfect. And then Luke cut it out of the 2x12 and all was well. It worked out. But man, if I gave up after the first 10 templates, embarrassing but true, we wouldn't have these beautiful steps on our front porch now, but we do. And finally, I got it right, and now I feel confident that I could build more steps in any run and any rise. I feel like I could do it now. I am fully familiar with this whole building steps process. Okay, the next tip I have on my list is to get things done and prove to yourself that you are the type of person who can get things done. So what I'm talking about here is building confidence. Anytime you build a little bit of confidence in yourself, it makes you know and believe that you can do something a little bit harder than you did before. And I know that I talk about this so much that those of you who listen to my podcast or my YouTube regularly, you're probably sick of hearing it. But if you don't believe that you can do something, you won't do it. So this happens with blogging too. I have had people reach out to me and tell me the things they're doing and they're wondering why, you know, what they need to do to improve their blog or what they need to do to get to the next level. And sometimes my question back is, do you really think this is going to work? Because I feel like right now, the way you're approaching your blogging business is you're just gonna see if it works. And so you're really holding back. You're not confidently approaching it because you actually really don't think that you can or that it'll work. And the way that you get to the level of believing something is usually by proving to yourself that it's true, because you know yourself better than anybody else knows you. We are often our own worst critics. Sometimes I do things just to prove to myself and my subconscious that I actually can so that I will be able to approach something with the confidence, being able to say, hey, you've achieved this before, you tried this, it worked. What makes you think you can't try something a little bit harder? And I find that that's really important to build up confidence. You can start really small. So maybe you just, whatever it is you're trying to learn, whether it's baking, gardening, building, whatever, sewing, where is the first possible thing, first place you can start? Start there, tell yourself, okay, I can do this, I can do this. And then just go to the next level until you're like, I can do things. I'm confident that when I try to figure something out, I'm able to, and I'm capable, and I can do it. It's all about building that confidence. Okay, then my last note that I took here is, nothing is ever as hard as it seems. I cannot tell you how many times I built something up in my head for a really long time. And I still do this all the time. One thing, I just glanced up and saw my beekeeping supplies. I am still really struggling to learn the whole beekeeping thing. We had our hive split the other day in swarm, and I still feel like whenever I check the hives, I don't exactly know what I'm looking for, and I'm still kind of relying a lot on our beekeeper mentor to teach me. But I find that any time that I do this, and there's something that I put off for a really long time on learning. So another example of this would be the beautiful designs in the sourdough bread. I feel like I had a fluffy, pretty sourdough bread long before I was able to make it look beautiful. And I felt like it was just probably really complicated. Like there was some magic art that people who are really good at stuff like that are able to figure out that I wasn't. And then I just devoted a day or two, maybe a little bit more at the time, to really figuring that out. This was just what I was going to do. This is what I'm gonna do today. I'm gonna figure out how to do that. And then I did, and it's so easy. It wasn't that hard. And this keeps happening with so many things, whether it is building a garden arbor or a raised bed. I have the tendency, and I think a lot of people do, to build something up in my head way more than is necessary, that it could be something really easy. So this could also apply just to little household chores. So for example, right now I'm getting ready to swap out the kids' summer clothes. It's been so cool that it hasn't really been time to do it. But now there's days where they don't really have shorts and they need them. And I've really been thinking, okay, I need to do that. I need to do that, I need that. And really it'll take me like 15 minutes. It's not gonna be that bad. I wouldn't even have to give it any thought beforehand because it would be such a quick and easy job, probably about as easy as putting away some laundry, just putting some in a bin and bringing out some. It's not that big of a deal. But we have the tendency to do this, to build anything that we want to try, whether it is starting a blogging business or starting a garden for the first time. We build it up so much that we just get ourselves all worked up and decide that there's too much to know. You must have to be an expert and somebody who is just different than me, someone who can just do more than me to do that. And then whenever you actually try it and you learn it, you're like, that wasn't that bad. Here I thought sewing a skirt was complicated, and it's not. It's really simple. I just needed to learn, you know, ABC. And then once I learned that, it was so easy and I moved on to this. Everything is like that. So usually whenever I have something that I'm building up in my head and I'm like, oh, we gotta start that, I try to remind myself of that none of these things are actually ever that hard. Now, certain things are, and I'm probably never gonna do them. So like people say it's not rocket science. Rocket science is rocket science. And so that is hard. I'm never gonna be a rocket scientist. But a lot of these little homemaking type of handicraft skills and carpentry, these are the things I'm talking about that aren't, every time I learn it, I realize that wasn't that bad. And so that's my encouragement to you, to build up some confidence, just start trying, and ultimately you're gonna find that it wasn't that bad, you're capable, and you can learn more. All right, well, thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Simple Farmhouse Life podcast. If you have any great, wonderful ideas for podcast episodes, please send them my way. I'm always looking for fresh content ideas. I have a little list going, and anytime somebody that follows me on Instagram or that emails me gives me a suggestion, I am always writing it down and putting it in my podcast ideas folder, and that is where I pull from. When I'm planning my next content, I pull from there. And so if you have something that you want to hear me talk about, send it my way. I love to have that. Also, if you have not yet given this podcast a review in Apple, I'd really appreciate it. That's the metric that Apple goes by to send my podcast out to more people and gain more listeners. And so I would be really appreciative of that. We just went over 1.1 million views. So I'm so thankful that it is growing, and I'd love to reach more people and continue with this Simple Farmhouse Life podcast. Also, if you have not yet checked out my free blogging success masterclass, get that at bit.ly/farmhouseblogging school. I would love to teach you what I know about blogging and building an internet business. All right, thanks again for listening, and I will see you in the next episode of the Simple Farmhouse Life podcast.